another suicide bombing in Syria, refugee numbers growing, and how can Christians make any kind of difference? I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News, and today we've got some personal stories about what refugees need coming from war-torn countries and how you can share Christ's hope. And stick around to hear about a ministry that's making not just converts, but disciples. We start first with the Middle East. The terrorist attacks aren't shrinking after ISIS took responsibility of the stabbing of a priest in France. The following day, it also took responsibility for a suicide bombing, which killed dozens in Syria. With all the violence and death, it's no wonder people are fleeing their homes, oftentimes without hope of ever returning. Yet there's been a lot of backlash against accepting refugees. Mohammed, a refugee who fled Iraq in 2006, is now working with Bethany Christian Services Resettlement Program in Pennsylvania.
Most of the people concerned about the single people that arrived to the United States. Even if they are single, they went through a long process of security check, health screening check. It takes some time, 3 to 4 years, to complete this process before they arrive to the United States.
Bethany works to resettle refugees and invites others to help while showing Christ in the process. After all, Jesus says, "What you do to the least of these, you do to me." So pray for refugees everywhere, for their safety, journey, and peace. Pray also that along the way they'd be introduced to the gospel and meet Jesus. You can learn more at missionnews.org. Did you know that according to the Joshua Project, 95% of India's population is completely unreached with the gospel? On top of that, 37% of Indian people are illiterate. So when we say there's a need for audio Bibles in India, it's a serious need. J.P. Sundararajan with Audio Scripture Ministries has an exciting update about their work on an audio Bible in India's Bodo language.
We are thrilled to report that the recording is almost done. It slowed down a little bit in the last few days because the main reader has developed a throat infection, so we would appreciate prayers for his voice, that it would stay strong, that we can finish this recording. The Bodo language itself is pretty amazing because according to the census report in India, you know, this is the 8th largest tribal group in India. So close to 1 million people speak the Bodo language, and yet many people in this community cannot read and write.
There's a link in the full story at missionnews.org if you'd like to support ASM's audio Bibles, but mostly they could use your prayers.
Prayer for focus as we finish this task that is at hand, for strength and endurance and perseverance for our staff who currently are engaged in the recording project, and for wisdom as we navigate these busy, important, and wonderful things that God has done for us.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Finally, think back to when you first became a follower of Christ. You probably had questions, lots of them. You studied the Bible. Someone taught you how to do that. Greg Kelly of World Mission says it's important to remember that the Great Commission calls us to make disciples, not just converts.
That requires raising up effective, trained, competent leaders who can then bring the gospel to life and pour themselves into these people who are new in the faith.
That's where the Shiloh Training Centers come in. Shiloh is Hebrew for the one to whom it belongs.
The Shiloh Training Center really represents a location where pastors from these closed areas can come and receive training from nationals.
It's not unlike Philip and the Ethiopian of the New Testament. World Mission is working directly with local pastors in Senegal and Nepal so they can teach and support new believers.
We need to be praying that the Lord would help us be strategic as the body of Christ to raise up leaders that can make disciples.
Remember World Mission in prayer as they try to help new believers grow strong in their faith and better understand the hope of Christ. If you'd like to find out more, we can connect you at our website, missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Sign up to receive our free e-news delivered every morning. Current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, photos, and more. Again, that's at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.